But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Monday, the 13th of March, 2023. Third U.S. crypto bank collapses. Regulator shut down Signature Bank after its shares plunged in the wake of Silicon Valley's bank failure. New York-based Signature Bank was shut down by U.S. regulators on Sunday, becoming the third failure in the country's banking industry in less than a week. According to a joint statement from the Federal Reserve, U.S. Treasury, and Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, the lender was closed by its state chartering authority. The statement from the regulators was issued to announce a new emergency program to protect depositors from failing banks. They explained that they would make a systemic risk exception for both Signature and Silicon Valley Bank, a tech and startup-focused lender that was shut down following a bank run last week, allowing the clients of both banks to have full access to their deposits. Signature was a big lender in the crypto industry. And, of course, Silicon Valley Bank was not only involved in crypto, but also involved in a lot of tech startups. One of the guests on this show, Styx Hex and Hammer, I was watching his take on this morning. He was pointing to, you know, like a serial killer. Like if a couple people die in a city over a weekend, it's not evidence of some sort of coordinated action, but if they all are exactly the same as one another, they're all killed in the same way, and they're all involved in the same thing, or they all have some sort of connection between them, then you start to think, okay, maybe this is all part of one attack going on. So that's sort of what we're dealing with here, and we'll take a look and dig further into it. Here's a story from Gateway Pundit. FDIC to make good all deposits at Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. The Treasury Department announced in a joint statement Sunday evening with the Federal Reserve and FDIC that all deposits at Silicon Valley Bank will be made available on Monday, with the same for Signature Bank, which was taken over Sunday by New York State regulators. The statement says a special assessment will be made on FDIC member banks to cover any losses that taxpayers will not bear the cost of any losses. FDIC will also make additional funds available to member banks in case of more runs. More runs. Morons. Morons. We're being run by morons. I think I figured it out. Again, we'll dig into that later. Meanwhile, massive protests rocking Europe this weekend. Dutch government sends in military trucks and military gear as farmers plan the biggest demonstration yet after global government closes 3,000 farms due to global warming. Thousands of farmers expected to drive tractors to The Hague, Netherlands, Saturday morning to opposed the government's plan to shut down 3,000 farms. They did. It was a massive showing. We'll show you some speeches and some interviews from that event. Huge turnout there in the Netherlands, which would be an amazing thing if it was actually a democracy and the people's will was actually to be respected. But unfortunately, they live in a World Economic Forum occupied arm of the global government, and their will likely be utterly and totally ignored, as happened in France, and we'll get to that story a little bit later. But France, massive protests across France opposing the raising of the retirement age, which of course they have to raise because, you know, they brought in so many immigrants. It's kind of complicated. They brought in immigrants to have extra workers so they can fill up the pension system. And then all of those immigrants went on welfare and depleted the system. So now the people who would be relying on the Social Security system have to work two extra years. We'll get into it. We'll get into that. Don't you worry. Meanwhile, quote, statues of older men, old white men like Duke of Wellington and Admiral Nelson may need to be destroyed, government says. Statues depicting old white men such as the Duke of Wellington and Admiral Lord Nelson may need to be destroyed, the Welsh government has said. Monuments to powerful, older, able-bodied white men could also be hidden or moved elsewhere, guidance to Welsh local councils due to be finished this month says. They have to make these suggestions to, quote, set the right historical narrative. See, the reality is the wrong historical narrative. When you have statues of real people that really did great things, that's in the face of the false reality that they want to push on everybody. Again, the question is, why would they want to destroy statues of older white men? Well, because they're older white men. It has nothing to do with their behavior or them being somebody not worth celebrating. I mean, Admiral Lord Nelson was a Navy commander that saved the country multiple times over and defeated the tyranny of the Napoleonic system. But he has to go away now because he's old and white, and the country that he fought for and helped save has been taken over in an entirely different fashion. Again, we'll get into that. Finally, we have this story. J6 committee admits they had never seen the bombshell footage released by Tucker Carlson. Just an absolute mind-boggling revelation here. The January 6th committee has effectively admitted that it failed to give the American people a fair and accurate assessment of the Capitol riots. In a statement to CNN, Select Committee Chairman Benny Thompson asserted the panel never analyzed the, quote, never before seen J6 footage Fox News aired this week. So what footage were they going off of? Who organized it? We'll answer those questions. Stay tuned.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.